Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Cheap Cheetah Money Show, a place for saving, making, and having fun with your money. We offer you a chance to learn new and creative ways to reach your financial goals. Here on the Cheap Cheetah Money Show, it's always about the money. To contact us, visit our website at www.cheapcheetah.com or at www.cheapcheetahwebs.com. And now, here is your host, Hill.
Good morning, Cheap Cheetah family. How are you this morning? It's June 8th, 2015, 9:30 in the morning. I early in the morning. I'm tongue-tied already because I missed you. 9:30 in the morning, I decided to do the show a little bit earlier, you know, because I know a lot of people archive it. I know people in the chat room. So I figured let's do it a little bit earlier so we can get out and enjoy the rest of the day. And we have our basis for saving money today. I'd like to welcome my people in my chat room, my archivers. Thank you for being part of Cheap Cheetah Money Show. I appreciate you each and every day. Now, before we get on to the main topic, because today it's Making Money Day, and we're going to talk about flea markets, and I have done flea markets for a while, so I can give you the real scoop on what it's like to do flea markets, the good, the bad, and the daggone it, why am I doing this, you know? So before we get into that, let me just tell you a few things. Please visit my Facebook page, The Cheap Cheetah Money Show. Like it. Become a part of it, and let's share talking about saving money and making money and having fun with money together. This is part of extension of the Cheap Cheetah Money Show from Blog Talk. We have a Facebook page. We've had it for a while, and I want you to be a part of it. Share with me what's going on in your life when it comes to money, and I'll share with you what's going on in mine because it's an uphill battle for the both of us, and we just, you know, we're here to help each other. Also, I want you to be aware, you know about all the free ebooks and everything, but there's a new one, Saving with Coupons, the Cheap Cheetah Way. It's also a free ebook that I'm offering to you. Why? Because we're family. Email me at cheapcheetah@yahoo.com, and I will send you Saving with Coupons, the Cheap Cheetah Way. It's free, folks. Did I mention it's free? You know, I'm always looking for sponsors. We know all that. You know, there's books for purchase, the Cheap Cheetah Tip Jar, Best of Cheap Cheetah Money Show, My Real Estate Diary, all for purchase on Smash for Amazon and Kindle. Go to my Blogspot page and you'll see the list of books. Go to Facebook, you'll see that. There's YouTube, Cheap Cheetah Money Show. And it's the Cheap Cheetah website. So we know all that. But for the newcomers that don't know, I'm just giving you a basic overall because I really want to get into the Making Money series. And then I want to run something by you later on. So let's get into what we're here for. It's summertime, okay? June, it's summer, the living should be easy, you should be enjoying it, also be making money. One of the quick ways to make money, besides having a garage sale, is do flea markets. And for those of you that don't know about flea markets are places where a lot of vendors gather. It could be in a church parking lot. It could be just in an empty lot altogether, maybe in a railroad station lot. It's a place where vendors gather to sell their wares. For a day or maybe 2 days. Like they have street fairs where they block off the street sometime and you see vendors, all different kind of vendors, food vendors, clothing, leather, like that. Like basically flea markets is like street fairs. So it's basically just selling your wares where you can. Flea markets, okay? If you thought about selling at flea markets, first of all, think about what it is you're going to sell at the flea market, okay? Do you have stuff at home that you want to sell? Are you going to buy stuff? Are you going to buy stuff wholesale and sell at retail? What are you selling at the flea market? What I notice a lot of times, too, if it's not a specialty market, if it's just a general flea market where you can, they're not picky about what you sell, then a lot of times people just find stuff from their homes. You know, good quality stuff, stuff that people's giving you for Christmas, anniversary, stuff that you bought and you didn't really use, a lot of toys and stuff, a lot of children's clothes, things like that that you have hanging around that you just want to get rid of and make some extra money for, a lot of bric-a-brac, a lot of glassware. If you have a lot of stuff in your home, I would suggest you start there and collect maybe 3-4 boxes of stuff that you are no longer using or you no longer want to sell at the yard sale before you go out and start buying, spending a whole lot of money in wholesale. Look around, just a flea market, just like you do in a garage sale. You look around and see what you want to sell, you want to get rid of. If you have a big collection of stuff that you know that you no longer want anymore, they're probably good for the flea market. If you have a lot of stuff that somebody's given you, or maybe you're cleaning out somebody's house, like your mother's house, or you're cleaning out your own house, and you just got a lot of stuff, flea market. Start with the stuff you already have. Second of all, once you get your stuff together, the stuff you have in your house, find out who has flea markets. Not every place has flea markets. Find out where you can set up a table at. And once you find out, all right, well, I can set up a table at my community church because they're having a flea market, call up the church and find out how much the tables are. In order to have a spot at a flea market, sometimes the tables run you $30, sometimes it could be $70, depending on where it is. So you have to incorporate that expense even before you start selling. If you find a spot, are they going to provide you with a table? Or do you have to bring your own table? You have to think about that. Are you going to give me a table, or do I have to bring my own table? Sometimes people bring card tables I've seen at flea markets to put their stuff on, like little folding tables, which is easy to carry. Sometimes people have big tables, which they go like the Home Depot or Walmart and buy these big tables that they buy, and they, you know, take them to the flea market with them. Sometimes people just take, you know, blankets and stuff and just throw their stuff on the ground. Or sometimes people take tubs, like the big plastic tubs or the milk crates, and just leave their stuff in there. Depending on what you're selling, glassware you really don't want on the floor. Plastic toys and stuff you're selling from your kids, you still want that on the table. Certain things can go on the ground if you prefer. Certain things don't. Old records and stuff you want on the table. So you got to figure out, do I have to buy tables to set up the flea market when I go to the flea market for my little booth? Do I need chairs? Okay. Where are you going to sit? Are you going to stand all the time? Can you park your car so you can sit on the passenger side of your car? Where are you going to sit? So far we have what we're going to sell, where we're going to sell to, you know, what location we're going to. We got to figure out how much money we have to spend to get a spot. We also have to figure out if we need a table, chair. Sometimes you may need a tent because where you live may be very hot, so you got to think about that. So these are things you think about when you start selling at flea markets, because you may have to spend some money out of pocket up front in order to sell your stuff. Okay, so you have to think about that. Also, you have to think about your price points, okay? How much you're selling your stuff for. If it's stuff out the house and you just want to get rid of it, you're going to sell it for a couple of dollars. If it's stuff that's more expensive, you have to make sure that you're selling at the right location for you to get the price for your items. If you're selling depression-ware glass, you're not going to sell it for $2, $3. No, you're going to sell it for $10, $15, $20, depending on the size. If you're selling vintage old toys, you're not going to sell it for 50 cents or a dollar. You're going to sell it for money. If you're selling old Tupperware that you no longer have a need for, you may sell it for a dollar or two, depending on your location. All right, you have to figure out how much you're going to sell for, because you're there to make a profit. You're there to get your money back for the rent you put out, maybe the supplies you put out as far as the table, the chairs, and everything else extra. You got to get your money back for gas that you put put out for going there, and you got to get money back for your merchandise and your time. So you have to think about that when you do flea markets. Also, you have to realize, how many days is the flea market? Is it Saturday and Sunday? Because you have to get up real early, or is it just Saturday only? Is this a good location for the flea market where there's a lot of traffic? Or am I coming here every Saturday giving these people $40 for my spot and I'm not making any sales? You know, so summertime is a great time to go out. Sometime what I used to do when I was garage, when I was flea market, is if I wanted to do have a spot at a certain location, say for a Saturday, what I would do is go to Saturday before, especially if they have it on a reoccurring basis, I would go to Saturday before to see what the traffic is like. If there was a lot of people and I saw a vendor selling, then I realized that this was a spot for me and I would want to go the next Saturday because I would be able to make my money. Because I'm not going to lie to you, selling at flea markets is no joke. It's a hard job. Number one, you're getting the stuff together, you're packing the stuff in your car, you're getting the supplies you need. When you get to your spot, you're taking all your stuff out, you're putting it on the tables, you're loading, unloading, you're trying to sell, you're trying to make sure nobody steals your stuff, you're trying to make sure nobody breaks your stuff, and you're trying to get good price points for your stuff. So there's a lot, it's a lot of fun, but it's a lot of work too. So you have to think about that. Flea markets are different than street fairs. Like, I live in New York, so there used to be a lot of street fairs where they would close up certain sections of Manhattan and certain sections of outer boroughs, and they would have a long street fair. They had closed off maybe two or three blocks and have a big street fair. Organizations who run street fairs, your booth is going to be quite pricey. Your vendor spot. And last time I looked, they wanted maybe $175 to $200 for a spot to sell your stuff. And they are very particular what you sell. At a flea market, you could sell a little bit of everything. At street fairs, they may say you can only sell all leather goods, or you may can only sell all depression wear. And it has to be new stuff. It can't be used stuff at street fairs. You do get a lot of traffic. And what I noticed at street fairs is the vendors who sell food make a lot of money. But if you notice the street fairs, every vendor, every other vendor has the same thing, because they lock you into what you sell compared to a flea market where they allow you to sell new and used stuff and so-called antiques. So to me, if you're looking for a quickie place to sell, look at your flea markets. Look at your church flea markets. It's basically a big garage sale, and that's what you want, and it's cheaper as far as rent is concerned. With a flea market also, you have to realize that you, depending on where you sell your stuff at, you may or may not need a business license. With a street fair, you need a business license, okay? There's no ifs, ands, or buts about that. You need a business license. Like I said, in the flea market, not so much. Depends on where you sell. Okay, because a lot of times people can't have garage sales, they don't have garages, so they go to flea markets, they set up a little table, and they sell their stuff. So you have to really think about the pros and cons and also the price, the rental booth of, you know, how much it's going to cost you to set up at a flea market versus setting up at a street fair. Be prepared. When you do flea markets, the elements of summer are no joke, okay? It's summertime. So you're going to be faced with the heat, extreme heat depending on where you are, the bugs, unexpected rain, cranky and fussy customers, rude customers. So you have to be, you know, a jack of all trades. You know, you have to be able to deal with whatever comes with. Whatever comes. Like I said, I used to do flea markets a long time ago, and a lot of times it was a lot of work, and we had a big van, and we were selling new and used stuff, a little bit from the home, a little bit from, you know, wholesaling. And sometimes we come back home with suntans because it'd be so hot outside. We just be like scorching. Sometimes it'll be all of a sudden you'll be standing there and it'd be so nice out and just starts pouring down rain. So then you have to worry about your merchandise. That's another thing. Make sure you have drop cloths when you do flea markets because you don't know if it, all of a sudden it might rain out the blue. You gotta cover your merchandise, so you have to have drop cloths or plastic or something. You have to make sure you have bags to give a person if the person buys something. What I used to do is I used to take the bags from the grocery stores that when I went food shopping, we used to get all that extra bags, and we used to give them grocery shopping bags. I think everybody does that now instead of going out and buying bags. Or if you don't want to do that, you go to a 99-cent store and you get the, you know, little garbage bags for 99 cents, whatever the case may be, and use those for bags. It's cheaper. Get the grocery bags. But you have to worry about the elements, right? You got to worry about the mosquitoes. You have to worry about, you have to face, you never know. With summertime, you never know what kind of weather you're going to have. One time we were there and we had like a mini little wind tunnel coming down the aisle of our flea market, and it swept away a lot of people's merchandise. It knocked over my table and my merchandise, God knows. We didn't even know where this little wind tunnel was coming from. So, like I said, the elements of the day, the weather. Know what you're selling. If you decide, well, I'm not going to sell from my house because I don't have anything, then I would suggest you specialize in something. Like if you're a comic book collector, then sell comic books if that's what you want to sell. If you depression wear glass and you want to sell that, then go around, find where you can get good depression wear glass wholesale and sell it for retail. What I notice too when I go to certain flea markets is like Lenox, China. There must be a Lenox, China factory in certain areas, so people go buy Lenox real cheap and then sell it for retail. You can do that too. Only thing I'm telling you is no matter what you sell, if you're selling stuff that's not in your home, if you're going to the wholesale route to turn around and sell retail, make a budget. If you're doing flea markets for the summer, say, okay, my budget is $100, all right? Maybe you can't do it on $100. My budget is maybe $200 for the whole summer, okay? That's your materials. That's your tables, your chairs, your merchandise you're going to buy. Everything. I've noticed a lot of people sometimes they go to garage sales and they find good stuff and they resell it. You can do that too, but it depends on what you want to sell. It really do. I would say sell your passion. If you have books that you know about, different books and old books and stuff that you want to sell, and you know a good wholesaler that gives you really decent prices on books so you can resell them, then sell books. View electronics same way, but you know you have to get your stuff dirt cheap. For instance, if you want to sell a pair of headsets, okay, then you have to get your headsets, say, for $3-4 a piece. That way you know you can sell them for maybe $10 a piece. Because, again, you have to think about when you sell that headset, you have to think about money for your gas. Okay, you got to think about your rental fees. You got to think about, you got to get the money back that you paid for the headsets. So you have to think about all this stuff that has to incorporate. You have to walk away every day from the flea market with money, a profit, not a loss. Also, when you're at the flea market and you know it's during the day and you want to eat and stuff, what I used to do is we used to bring our breakfast and we used to bring our lunches. That way we didn't spend no money. We tried to keep our flea market business as cheap as possible. You got to get up early in the morning, yes, crack of dawn, so you would make your breakfast the day before, you make your coffees, you make your lunches, you always have your waters and things that you need, so that way you don't spend any money outside of what is totally necessary. Okay, and you make sure when you go to flea markets and you're selling flea markets, they have facilities for you, like the porta potties and everything like that for a place for you, you know, to go when you have to go. Because sometimes a lot of flea markets don't have that, and that's a no-no because people need porta potties and stuff. Like I said, you have to be prepared. We're here to make money, not spend money. And don't do, God forbid, don't do what I did when I first started doing flea markets. I used to set up, me and my partner used to set up, and he used to go and do what he had to do, and then I would run around, and then we would buy stuff from vendors that we thought we needed, our own personal little shopping. Don't do that. Don't. Unless it's something that's really good and you know you can sell it later on. We used to do our own little personal shopping and stuff, which that cuts into your profits of making money. Cuts into your profits. And on that note, let's hear from our sponsor.
This message is for independent recording artists. Is your music career at a standstill? If so, let Access to a Rising Artist Promotion get it moving again and take it to the next level. We can assist you with building your brand through online radio promotion, social media marketing, and website development. And if you don't know what direction to go, get an opportunity to have a one-on-one consultation session to get you started in the creative aspect of developing a strategy on going forward with your music career. Get back on your music journey again and visit us online for a host of new opportunities that will put you in the spotlight at www.accesstoarisingartist.com, the ultimate platform for a rising artist to shine.
Thank you for our sponsor, Access to a Rising Artist. Back to flea market selling. This is Cheap Cheetah's Making Money segment. Let me tell you a few things that sell pretty well. Now, don't hold me to this, but from what I can see, that sells pretty well at a flea market. So just to give you some basic ideas, find things that are unusual. Everybody's selling the same stuff, so you try to sell stuff that's outside the box, something that's different, something that you don't see everybody and mother selling. For a perfect example, sometimes when I go to flea markets, everybody and mother's selling toys. Okay, everybody and their mother's selling, when costume jewelry was a big thing, they were selling that. When glassware was a big thing, everybody was selling that. Don't follow the crowd. Be different. Look around. Say, look, nobody's selling batteries out the box. You know what I'm saying? I'm just giving you an example. Nobody's selling buttons. Nobody's selling crazy, funky-looking socks. You know, yeah, it's summertime, but people still need to use that. Nobody's selling crazy, funky-looking purses with your name on it. You know, look outside the box. Don't sell what everybody else sells. Sell something totally different, something totally freaky, something totally, like, wow, and I bet you will make your money for the summer. Be creative. A lot of times when you sell a flea market, it's trial and error. You will bring stuff in. You'll bring stuff in. You think people will buy it, people won't buy it. The things you think people won't buy, they will buy. Okay? Again, another example, since I've been doing flea markets for a long time, a manicure set that I used to get, manicure sets wholesale, they were cute. You know, no big deal. I didn't really think people would buy them. They were buying them left and right. Perfumes I took a chance on, and those were hit and miss. You know, but this is back in the day. It was around the holiday time. Certain perfumes took off. I had a perfume wholesaler that was selling me beautiful sets, like dirt cheap. And I'm talking nice sets for like $2.50. And I would flip those for $20. $15, you know what I'm saying? Really nice. The perfumes went. Certain ones did, certain ones didn't. Things that I thought would sell, the brand new stuff, certain electronics sold, certain didn't want. So it's a hit. My point is, with flea market, it's trial and error. That's why I said don't invest a whole bunch of money until you exactly know where the market's going and what people are buying. That's why I said it's better if you're first starting out. You know you got stuff in your house. You know people gave you stuff. You looked around and said, oh, that's nice, but I've never used it. You know your kids 50 million toys that they no longer play with. Old games, old action figures, comic books. You know all your jewelry you ain't wore, costume jewelry I'm talking about, clothes and stuff. Look in your house. You know you have it. Stop telling the fib. You know you have it. Use some of that stuff before you go out buying wholesale stuff and see what sells and see what doesn't sell, and then that gives you an idea if you decide, well, later on I want to go ahead and do this. Clothes sell crazy at flea markets. Kids' clothes, good quality kids' clothes, sell supposedly good at flea markets. And it depends on where you're selling it. Okay. What else sells? You got to look for what sells and what doesn't. Vintage video games sell well. Anything pre-1990s. Collectibles. We went over this. Ten toys. Carnival glass. Old records. I know a lot of people now are looking for old records to sell. You know, so if you have records, a lot of people always look for records. Lawnmowers. If you got a collection of lawnmowers for God knows what reason, you want to sell them. Bikes. Bikes go quick at flea markets too. We had a bike vendor there. He was selling bikes left and right. Snow blowers. It was lawn care. And, you know, car stuff, tires, anything car-related, car accessories, those go fast, too. Don't ask me why. They just look around, find out what's selling. Don't be a carbon copy. Be different. That's why I can say just be different. Basically, doing flea markets, you're there for a few reasons. To make money, to get rid of stuff that you no longer need or want or have any desire for. There to have fun, and you're there to meet new people. Because you're going to meet a lot of vendors. You're going to have a lot of fun with people. They're going to tell you a lot of crazy stories, and you're just going to have a fun time and make money at the same time. Yeah, you're going to get some that's cranky and nasty and that's probably going to try to steal from you. That's part of working at the flea market. But it is what it is, right? I mean, even if you open the store, that people are going to try and try to steal from you. People are going to try you and try to have you go down in price. People are going to try to take advantage of you. You know what? And it's happened to me, and it's probably will happen to you too. But my thing is, make sure you have stuff out there that if somebody takes it, if they need it more worse than you do, then God bless them. It's nothing to fight over. It's nothing to get crazy over. It is what it is, right? If you need it that bad that you got to steal it, then take it. If you need it that bad that you have to talk me down to make the item that was $5 that was already cheap 50 cents, then depending on what the item, just take it. You know what? Because obviously you need it bad enough that you have to not pay $5 for it, pay 50 cents for it, and you got a wad of dollars in your pocket. Trust me, you're gonna meet some characters, and that's the good, bad, and ugly of flea market. Trust me, I know. We've had good times and bad times, and we've made money. Thank you, Jesus. We've made some money doing flea market, and like I said, it's no joke. It's a lot of work. Next Monday, it's June, so we're talking money in the news. Yes, money in the news. So I want everybody to be a part of that. If you have a money story and stuff, please share with me the day of the show or email me at chiefcheetah@yahoo.com. I have a hot minute, folks, and I want to run something by you real quick. If you're in the New York, New Jersey, Connecticut area, and you're interested in meeting me for coffee, because I'm trying to get a saving money group up, where we get together and we talk about saving, making, having fun with money in a group. We share things. We bring in speakers. And we just, you know, everybody get together and share. This is almost like Cheap Cheetah live and in person instead of on the radio. If you're interested, please contact me at chiefcheetah@yahoo.com. And put in the body, where's the meat? And I'm interested in getting a group of people together so we can, you know, get together and talk about different subjects regarding saving, making, having fun with money, doing things, having speakers come in, and just, you know, getting to know each other on a personal level. You know, we're family, folks, and we've been together 8 years now. So it's time for us to come in and let's sit down, break bread, have a cup of coffee, and do what we got to do. On that note, let me know. Thank you for being part of the Cheap Cheetah Money Show. Keep your mind on your money, your money on your mind. I love you. I appreciate you. And have a great day.